Okay. So tricks for cutting your hair?
That shirt kind of looks like a shirt I have. Sorry.
What shirt? My shirt?
That shirt. Like the one I was wearing the other day.
Vaguely. Yeah. Yours was like much cleaner. I get what you mean about like the texturized.
And it didn't have white threads.
Yeah, mine looks
nice
like
threads.
A lot of the shirts I get make it look like I belong at like a, like with cowboy boots and a 10-gallon hat, like some sort of rodeo thing. I don't know why, but
it's style.
Like, it's like the style they sell in Maine. Like if I go into a store and I look at a dress shirt, there's either the ones that are like super dressy or the ones that look like I belong at a rodeo.
You should buy the shirts I buy. I buy Hawaiian shirts. You have a Hawaiian shirt.
I do have a Hawaiian shirt.
Those are fun. I decided to start the Hawaiian shirt thing when I shaved everything off except for my mustache.
I don't know why I like bother trying to dress up somewhat. It's like a business casual.
It feels nice.
Well, no, it's like just what I feel like I'm expected to wear. But there's a person who literally goes around in like jeans and a t-shirt.
Got something against someone in jeans and t-shirt?
Well, no, but he's an accountant.
Oh, yeah. I'm a graphic designer. Okay.
You so, design t-shirts.
Yeah.
If you weren't wearing a t-shirt, I would feel awkward.
I would not believe you. It's like they say your chef should always be fat. Because, like, they're skinny,
really
they don't like
saying?
Food. Yeah, yeah.
Never go to a restaurant where the chef is skinny.
Yeah.
Unless you're ordering vegan products.
They can be a fat vegan.
Would you call a food item a product? Like a...
Yeah, they do at McDonald's.
I wouldn't call that the same scale.
It's not food. It's just product.
Yeah, it's just product. It's
all
there.
It's like hair care product.
It's like is if it? I went to McDonald's and like had to break my Big Mac out of like a sealed plastic package, I would not be surprised.
Like you have
like a vacuum sealed, just like, you know, get scissors to cut it open kind of thing.
Just like they're that's why they package the Happy Meal toys that way.
Yeah. So you're not surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Just vacuum sealed goodness.
Yeah. I mean, just do it.
I don't see any bars.
They're there. They're just really small. When I enhance the audio, it's going to be louder.
Small bars, like bars for insects.
Like Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble. Bars.
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble. A noble bar. Oh, anyways, cutting your hair. The best way to go about cutting your hair for your first time is just take it easy. Like,
a centimeter down.
No, because your hair is too long. So what you have to do is I start with 8 because 8 is the biggest one I have. So you start at 8 and you do your bangs.
So let me go. I got a slight question already.
Yeah.
The razor I have is just like.
Not a razor. Clippers.
Okay.
Don't use a razor
okay.
to cut your hair.
I don't know what. Okay. The clippers that I have.
Clippers.
The clippers I got were from Rite Aid. And they are just a general kind of...
$200 clippers.
Yeah, like they sell them and show a guy with a beard on them. Mm-hmm. These are not the right clippers, or will these suffice for clipper?
Do they have extensions?
Yes.
Then yes.
But they're not... It's like a picture of a guy with a beard holding it close to his beard.
That's fine.
Okay.
How wide are they? Would you say they're about 2 inches wide?
I would say it's probably more like 1.5 inches. No way. How? Like 4 fingers. No, 3 fingers.
I was going to say, that's a big clipper.
You got yourself some big clippers.
I call that
you
a clap.
You got yourself some big fingers.
That's not a clip. That's a clapper.
They call me big finger.
Yeah, okay. 3 fingers. That sounds about right. So if you take...
three
does
fingers.
It have, how many does it have? Number 8?
I don't know
does
if
it
they
have number
numbers.
7.
They have different depths. I haven't analyzed
grab
each
the biggest,
blade completely.
Grab the biggest depth.
Okay.
For the longest cut. And you're just going to... Just for the first time, because you're not used to, you don't know where you're doing. Just
run it through my hair.
All your hair. All of it. Front to back, sides. It's going to take you about 1 hour to do the entire haircut, not just for the first step. So, like, you just got to cut it all down to 8. And then you can look in the mirror and say, okay, that was 8. So now I got to decide where I want 7. And then you go to 7.
But what if I went longer than 8?
Then you got to get a new pair of clippers.
I
do
like,
8. This is 8. Does that look long enough for you? That's 8.
That's 8?
That's 8.
That's not what my 8 looks like. My 8 is like...
It doesn't look like it, but that's how it cuts it. That's how they designed it. Ergonomic.
No.
Well, then get your clippers.
All right. Dead air.
All right. Dead air. The air is dead. Some might even say it's derriere, but this derriere won't help the air if you're lactose intolerant.
I lied.
What?
My clippers are like an inch.
Let me see them clippers. Oh, see, I told you. These are beard clippers. You can always borrow my clippers.
I told you it had a picture of a guy with a beard on it.
Yeah, well, sometimes they got beards with, you know, smears. And the smear of the beard is not always as weird as the cat with the shear.
Here's probably the biggest one I got.
Nope, don't use this. This is for beards.
I tried to ask.
Yeah, but they don't. I use my clippers on my beard, and I don't have no problems.
Yeah, that one doesn't hold a charge, so I got a different pair of clippers, but I don't know where the other thing is.
Oh, well, I'll just borrow mine.
All right, fine. I'll borrow your fucking clippers.
Yeah, and then they're all multicolored, so it's fun for the whole, you know, kit and caboodle. And so you get the start with the 8, then you do the 7. And you're just doing, so 8 is always the front. Then you do 7 right behind the front, so that way it's not like a bunch of hair coming over the top. And that's about almost to where the spiral comes out of your head.
And this is how you get a Brando cut.
Yeah, that's how you get a Brando cut. But you can't get a Brando cut unless it's cut by Brando. That's how it goes. Marlon Brando cuts hair, and then that's what sprouted his movie career.
Car hair. You know, he reached down into his car, pulled out a pile of hair. It was like, found a new car hair.
So, you go 7 to like that spiral that starts where your hair grows like a garden.
Yeah,
and
it's a weird place on your head.
It is. It? Yeah, it's like
the Earth's crescent. No, oh. Wait. What do they call it? Cradle of life.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Yes, except for I fucked it up and interrupted you.
It's called the Fertile Crescent.
Fertile Crescent. That's what I was thinking of.
Yep, and that's near Babylon, which is interesting because that's how we started this podcast. Little side note, little known facts of not now. Yep.
We were established June 6, 1989.
Little not now facts. We were born in Babylon. So, if you start near the Fertile Crescent of your scalp, and you not start there. That's where you end with the 7. The 6 is all the sides because you don't want your sides long. And then pretty much just the surrounding area is 6 and the whole back. Then you do 5 for this. You don't go past here with 4. 4 is here down. 3 is here. And then 3, 2, 1 on the very back.
You're saying a lot of hears. I don't know if this is going to pick up for our listeners.
That's okay. They don't need to know how to do a Brando cut because it's trademark.
But I know.
Yeah. That's fine.
I just got to memorize my here's from my there's.
Do a 1 on the front here. Oh, bald.
Bald. There goes my nose.
My nose. Oh, my nose.
All right. So we're thinking about...
Minnows.
Inventions. Did you give another one?
Yeah. Small loan applications.
Small loan applications.
This is not now podcast. We're talking about what we're going to do here for our next segment. I just wanted to kind of...
We wanted to do like a little bit of a game plan, a little bit of a warm up. Do you want to do the bad rap?
Bad rap, bad rap.
Bad. Oh, wait. Were you just. What, do you want to do
starting
that?
It.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So 3, 2. Bad rap, bad, bad rap, rap, bad rap. Rap. I knew a girl whose name was Feet. Bad rap, rap, bad rap, bad rap, rap. She wasn't very nice. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. Rap.
I always wished I knew how to dance.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
Then I realized I wasn't a dancer.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. One time I had to blow my nose. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. But I was out of cereal. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
I once came down with the flu.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
Then the doctor said I had 3 months to live. Bad rap, bad rap. Bad rap. It was a really bad case of the flu.
It was
really... It was flutal.
Yeah, flutal. Resistance is flutal.
It was.
I was on a date with a fan. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap. Then I found out it was on the ceiling. Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
I also dated that same fan.
Bad rap, bad rap, bad rap.
But it turned out to be a hater.
Bad rap.
Bad rap.
Bad rap. Oh.
Bad rap, bad rap.
Bad rap, bad rap.
I once made a squawking noise.
Bad rap.
Then I hung out with the Beastie Boys.
That's,
I know.
That's a rap.
I had to.
You're disqualified.
Thank you.
I'm the winner with
verbal audio sounds. That was a very redundant sentence.
One time. Then.
Next you knew.
Then.
Bad rap. Farm animals. I don't even know what that was.
It was something dying.
That's what I was going to say. It sounded like something dying. I was on the point.
That was a goat going down the stairs.
Were they slippery stairs?
It was the stairs to the Empire State Building.
That's odd, because goats are like known to traverse tricky...
Well, they got going up.
Was it not a mountain goat? Was it like the greatest of all time?
Yeah, it was Kanye West.
Yeah, he doesn't do a lot of stairs. He's mostly an elevator man.
He's more of an elliptical man.
That sounded really bad to call Kanye West an elevator man, seeing as how that was like a job.
I didn't even catch on to it until you pointed it out. Whoops. Probably shouldn't do that.
I should not point things out that could be detrimental to my character.
Wow. This could make me seem like a racist.
I'm going to point it out. It was subconscious, so I'm not a racist, I guess.
You know what they say about white people.
Does it mean you're more of a racist if it was subconscious?
I don't know.
I guess it depends on how violent your thought is. My thought was, this sounds like an interesting thought. Elevator man, because he doesn't use stairs. Instead of being like, screw people.
I mean, the good thing about speaking exactly what comes to your mind immediately as it comes to your mind is that people can often follow your train of thought and realize you were thinking about
something else.
A goat, somebody who's the greatest of all time, and the first thing that came to your mind was Kanye West.
That was your mind.
Okay, my mind was Kanye West. So,
mine's Tom Brady.
Yeah, okay.
Tom Brady.
The greatest Brady of the bunch.
He was the bunch. He was the whole bunch.
Damn bunch.
He bunched him up, and he was like, Super Bowl.
Till the one day when Coach Belichick met Tom Brady.
And they got a few Super Bowls of their own.
And they knew somehow they must form a dynasty.
And that's how Bob Kraft joined the freaking Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch. We're in New England, so we support the Brady Bunch.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. The only reason I support them is because I get free food at Dunkin' Donuts.
How do I miss that?
I don't know. They do it.
Is it only on the weekends?
No, I think sometimes it's like they started doing it like back when I was in high school. Like Taco Bell would do like free tacos every time they won a significant game. And then they were like,
oh, the Patriots. I thought you meant Taco Bell. I was like, what game is this Taco Bell?
What game does the Taco Bell have? No, but they would like, they'd be like, okay, if the Patriots win a game, we'll give you a taco. And then they won a couple of games, and they were like, this is getting expensive.
Seeing as how we already sell this at a loss.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they sell like 12 tacos. No, they sell like 24 tacos for like $8.
Yeah, the Grande Taco Buster. I remember that.
Yeah. I was like, why would anybody buy anything else?
Have you ever not eaten fast food for like a good amount of time, considerable amount of time, like maybe a month, and then you go and you get Taco Bell, and next thing you know, you're staring death in the face, and you're like, I'm sorry, I threw my life away, like, this is the end, and the toilet bowl is like, it is not yet your time, and it sends you back, and you decide to have Taco Bell at least once a week.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me.
That's never happened to you?
No. It happened at McDonald's, but not Taco Bell. I haven't been to that joint since like 1973.
When I moved to Portland, I was eating like peanut butter.
Was Taco Bell open in 1973?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Think outside the bun.
Is that their catchphrase? Because it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Think outside the bun. And then they have, like, big box meals, so it gets confusing.
I thought it was just that bell ringing, like trying to hypnotize people, like Taco Bell.
No, it's like back before they had the bell, when they had that, like, chihuahua.
Oh. Because I always thought it was like a Criminal Mind, not Criminal Minds, it was like a Law and Order thing, the dun dun. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, damn, I'm brainwashed.
I think we said all of that in perfect synchronicity. I can't wait to listen to it. Gun, gun. Yeah.
Oops, not that time. Too busy laughing about it.
Gun, gun.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
It only works when I say Law and Order.
Yeah.
Gun, gun.
There we go. We did
got it that time. Yeah, the chihuahua.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because...
Now a chihuahua is a sports dog of Target.
That's not a chihuahua.
I don't know what type of dog it is.
I don't know. I just think it's my dog, Skip. Yeah. And then Amanda yells at me because she's like...
I googled dogs with weird red rings around their eyes, and I didn't like the results.
It was horrible.
Yeah. I had to go to therapy, and then I was set back because I went to Barapy, which isn't the same thing.
There's this funny thing they talk about in typography class, which was back. And, like... 1978 and
when you took it
it. And so when they were talking about hyphenations I was a young, you know, long flowing hair. I love Led Zeppelin
and all of that is hyphenated.
No. So talking about hyphenations and paragraphs and like
they called you a zepper.
So basically what it is if you are like formatting a book or a magazine or anything, you don't use the preset format, which is like auto hyphens, because what kind of formatter would you be if you just followed the presets? So you don't do your own kerning, you don't do your own letting, like you do your own letting, you don't do the auto letting or the auto kerning or the auto point size. You also do your own text wrapping. But anyways,
if I can pick out one thing of everything that you just told me that I think I might know, kerning is the space in between letters. Is that correct?
Boom, we have a
winner. Oh, my God.
Here's your dollar.
One thing. I'm not a chicken shit.
So, basically what it's talking about is hyphens and how, like, you can't be, like, you have to be hyper-specific about your hyphens. Because it'll auto-hyphenate a therapist if it comes.
Is the rapist?
Yeah. Oh my it'll God. Do the hyphen rapist.
Is that where they got that joke from Arrested Development?
Probably. One of them must have taken a typography class.
Yeah, because I mean, Central he had Maine like medical. Well, his like abbreviations for a license plate were like anus start.
Oh, maybe
because it was supposed to be a new start, but when you read it all conjumbled like as one abbreviated thing, it was anus tart.
That's like the well hung joke from The Office.
Yeah.
So you're a big fan of William Hung, huh? Yeah. Who is that? Why does everybody keep asking me that?
Yeah. There's a. Another one where he's like, he was the first anal rapist because he's an analyst and therapist. So his license plate doesn't look very well on that, as you can imagine.
Okay, wait, what were we talking about?
We were talking about what the fuck we're going to do. And we started talking about typography. Or is that...
There was a lot before that, but it's something happened.
We did Law and Order. We did Taco Bell. Before that we did, I don't remember.
Oh, well, we're already losing at our first warm up, which was to remember shit.
It's about 20 minutes though.
20 minutes. Oh, 20 minutes in. Okay, here we go. We're going to do either inventions or small loan application.
All right. We'll just say a word on the count of three. One, two, three. Small loan. Okay. I thought we were going to choose a topic.
You said a word, not a topic.
Damn it. And the first word that came to your mind was word?
That was the last word you said. I'm a good listener.
All right, you'll find out soon enough. Thanks for listening to another warm-up.
Warm it up.
And we hope you've warmed us up for an episode. Or the other way around.